This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JD Health Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of my... you could be my crony Kronhaus. How's that? You want to be my
crony? I've been called worse.
You are my crony, in fact, and my friend, and a great purveyor of information. And because of the past year, we seem to have not gotten much off of the virus page. I guess we kind of own that. People who listen to this program, whether it's during the week or on the weekend, find you to be an oasis of information, not always good news, but the news isn't always great, although I think it's better now. So let's get into some of the COVID info, although this first item, because it has to do with people dying, isn't necessarily too pleasant. I think we have to put it in context, which I'll ask you about after you go through the stats, Ken.
Well, let me just mention, since you and I were on the air, I have had my second vaccine.
Oh, right. Your second vaccine. Yeah, I'm right.
Yes. And in fact, tomorrow will be 1 week from my second vaccine, and that was when all of the studies were updated before the FDA approved through emergency use the Pfizer and the Moderna mRNA vaccines. So a week ago Friday, I had my second vaccine, and the day of the vaccine was fine. And as expected, the next day I had fatigue. I had a little bit of soreness at the site of the vaccine, a little bit of muscle aches, and minimal chills. But by the following day, Sunday, I woke up and I really was fine by Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon, I was in the gym. Saturday, which was one day after the vaccine, I just took it easy, mostly on the couch, in bed. I would recommend plan a lazy day following the vaccine the next day. Just don't plan on doing much of anything. Maybe you'll be one of the lucky people who have no fatigue, but it's very common to have fatigue the day
after. What does it mean? Define fatigue, Ken, will you? For people, how does it present? You said when we were in our time, you said you spent the day in bed.
Well, I spent much of it in bed and also the rest of it on the couch and just at home. You just don't feel like doing much at all. You just you lose your energy. If you've ever had the flu and you know just how that takes away your energy, you just don't feel like doing much of anything. It's a struggle to do any activity. And don't, because that's the immune system working. Don't fight it. Just give into it and you'll do so much better. So I just recommend the day after just planning nothing. The day of the vaccine, I didn't really feel anything. The needle technology is amazing. You will not feel anything. The advances in needles is just dramatic. You know, we're all trained. The best thing studies show to look away from a needle and smile. It just works the best. The first vaccine, I did that. I didn't feel anything. This time I broke my cardinal rule and looked right at it. I tell you, I saw it go right in, pierce the skin. I felt nothing. It's amazing how advanced the needle technology has gotten. And the day of the vaccine, felt nothing. But the following day, yes, woke up and just didn't want to get out of bed and just wanted to stay there and did and just listen to the crazy videos. Don't plan anything where you need to do anything that requires any thought. Just have a mindless, restful day the following day, and then you'll get through this. By the day after that, should be fine. And I didn't have any. Some people have noted a headache, didn't have it. A small group have a fever for a day, did not have it. And afterwards, day two, three, after the vaccine, felt nothing.
All right. So maybe that's a good sign for all. What are your patients?
It's definitely a good sign. If you feel zero, you begin to wonder.
Have you done any good?
Did my immune system respond? But having one good day of response is actually reassuring because you know your immune system is working.
Mm-hmm. So what about your patients when you're talking at your clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mondura, Florida, when you have patients come in or you're talking to them on the telemedicine line, what are their reactions? Are you finding yours pretty consistent with their reports?
You mean their report to the vaccine?
After having the vaccine shots, yeah, they react the day after, 2 days after, et cetera.
I am finding, well, the people who have gotten the second vaccine by now are mostly medical staff people because that was the first group of medical people. And in talking to my colleagues, some did not have any fatigue with this first shot, but most did have some reaction.
But aren't some of your patients getting the shots?
They're getting the first one, definitely. Yeah. And we'll talk about that. Here in Florida, as well as the rest of the country, currently 65 and up and having any of the health conditions which create a high risk for severe infection. And I'll go over that in a moment. So, yes, and they're actively vaccinating. And pretty much a similar response. I've heard from some people tell me that they felt nothing with the first vaccine, and that's great. Yeah, but I just urge you to just plan doing nothing the next day, and it'll just be much better for you.
One of my friends, a great radio guy who listens to us in Vero Beach, said something to me about, because I had said on the DJV show earlier in the week that I thought, I am going to get this because I think it makes sense for me because I want to travel, but I don't know about my immune system. Right. Well, he also, then he said to me, he sent me a text, he said, don't be foolish. I was 65 in great health and I got it and I almost died. So, there are those stories. And yes, I am going to get it. As a matter of fact, I should be getting it fairly soon. Massachusetts is not particularly well organized. They'll tell you that they are, but they really aren't. And so a lot of people just don't know what to expect. But
this now shows which of the states are better organized, because the federal government got the vaccine delivered to the states. And then it was up
apparently
to the
states. Apparently they didn't get all of it delivered. Somehow it got lost in warehouses here and there.
That's what they're telling you. But yeah. The federal government got it delivered to the states. And then it's the states' responsibility to get it into the arms of their citizens of the states. Right. And the problem is that there's been 25 million vaccines delivered to the states, and only about 10 million have gotten into the arms.
Wow. I heard an outrageous story that I want to tell you about in a moment regarding a CVS patient and what happened at the end of the day. That'll be my next story with you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a way to help you in all kinds of ways. We all want a really good chance, a strong chance to make sure we don't get any of these things that are floating around in the air and how they affect our body. So if you understand that your nose is the first line of defense, and if you've got a lot of stuff in your nose, maybe because the heat in your home is dry, we're not going outside, we're inside, heat dried, stuff gets stuck in your nose, you got to flush it out. And that's what the Navage system, the nasal care air filter system, is all about. Clean nose, healthy life, that simple. Make good hygiene, good nasal hygiene, your new normal as we now start a new year. Maybe you can get into some new routines. You got allergies, hay fever, sinusitis, colds, flus. You got a lot of dust in your house, pollution. Come on. Go online to Navage.com and order yourself one for you and your family. Navage. You'll be thanking me after you figure out how to put it together. Use it and get the results. Feel the results. Feel great. Navage Nasal Care at Navage. Navage. Navage.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty, it's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
DJ Bay Health Doctor Ken Kronos is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This story comes to me from a friend of mine who went into a local CVS at the store was closing at 8 o'clock. It was there about 7:30, and they still had the pharmacist said that for some reason or other there were people at the counter asking about shots. And this person said that there was still a number of shots available, that they throw them out at the end of the day if they don't use them. He's talking about the Pfizer. So I didn't talk
about the COVID-19 vaccine?
Yeah. So he gave the pharmacist $20, and the pharmacist gave him a shot. So,
well,
you know, that's an interesting reality.
It's really odd because I know in Florida the governor has specifically told the people administering the vaccine that if you have a situation like that that's expiring, just give it to the next person, and you don't have somebody who is actually on the list
on
the top, then
right.
Give it to the next lower person on the top from the list and keep going down until you have somebody who can receive it. Don't throw it out.
Well, it's 8 o'clock at night. Not likely there are going to be a lot of people on a list hanging around because the scheduled appointments aren't there. So if somebody shows up and they have the vaccine, they should just give it to them.
Right, exactly. That's the orders in Florida. It's just to give it to who you can, not throw it out. Because the whole idea is we need to get to herd immunity. We need 70% to 80% either having previously had the actual virus infection or getting the vaccine, because that's how we're going to get this taken care of. And then the people who have had the actual infection 3 months after the actual infection, they can get the vaccine, and they should get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I think comes from some of the moronic thinking is that because we're getting more people vaccinated, the death number should be going down. Or because it appears that the strain of the virus, which is mutated a number of times, isn't as lethal, the question comes on how come more people are dying. And I guess we'll get an answer to that. I know we'll get an answer to that. Don't forget the DJV Health Show website. Go there to get the podcast from Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. That's DJV. Well, just go to DougSteffen.com or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
All right, moving back into the info zone here. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. Don't forget, Dr. Ken is available in his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mondura. For people listening to this program around Florida, you populate his office frequently. And there's also that telemedicine connection that he likes to underscore. You can call his office 352-735-1400. Call that number. Leave a message. If you don't get through to somebody, they'll call you back to set up an appointment. That's area 352-735-1400 for Ken down at his clinic, Lake Cardiology. Okay, so you like that term untangled. You want to untangle the things that I just said about numbers of cases, people dying, not as serious, all of that stuff?
Well, there's definitely many, many more cases right now. In fact, we're at a peak nationally of cases, and this is because of all the fun people had over Christmas and New Year's, and we're seeing the effects of that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, so we're definitely at the highest level of people who have COVID-19. But the fraction of people dying from COVID-19 is less. If it was anywhere where it was this past spring or summer, the statistics would be even much worse. But this week we did set an all-time daily high death of more than 4,300 Americans. And this was this past Tuesday.
Can you repeat that again, though? You just said something very important. The number of cases is so much higher, so the percentages of people dying from COVID is less, well, even though the actual number of people dying is higher. Am I hearing you correctly?
Correct. The number of cases is so high, mm-hmm. it went up exponentially in the last couple of weeks, and this is because of all of the socializing that was done over Christmas and New Year's. And we have set a record of deaths. More people died this past Tuesday, we set the record of more than 4,300 deaths reported in one day, and this was the record. But and actually, the fraction of people dying from COVID-19 is not as high. It keeps going down. But the total number is so high so that the deaths per day actually did set a record. Fortunately, we're getting better at treating. But the problem is the behaviors that occurred over Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's, we're seeing the toll. In fact, we're going to see the badness of this epidemic through the end of January and maybe till the middle of February. It's not going to start coming down. And that's why it's so important that you continue to wear your mask, you know, social distance, keep your hands clean and off your face, and do get the vaccine as soon as it's available. And once 70 to 80% of us have been exposed to the vaccine or the actual illness, and then once you do get the illness, after 3 months, you do need the vaccine, that's when this will be taken care of. And I'm predicting that by the end of March, the beginning of April, anyone who wants a vaccine will have been able to get one. And then by this summer, if we all get vaccinated, this will go away.
I guess what I've seen is once immunity is spread around, the virus will sort of resemble the common cold. People getting it will get it kind of like, you know, around the world, resemble the common cold, which, you know, then hopefully we're not going to have some other one coming right after it. SARS went away and we hadn't any problems for 10 years. So we need a rest from all of this stuff for sure. But there's a lot of stuff out there, and there are just so many different germs, bugs, and the things, the viruses that exist. All the people that are in this business have to be constantly vigilant. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
TP-Link has introduced a family of new routers powered by the sixth generation of Wi-Fi. So what are the big takeaways of Wi-Fi 6? Wi-Fi 6 is designed to improve speed, increase efficiency, and reduce lag that you might have in your home or small business. It's the next generation standard of Wi-Fi technology, and not only does it deliver super fast Wi-Fi, but also stutter-free VR performance that will give you ultra-smooth streaming in vivid 4K and even 8K resolution. Wi-Fi 6 even provides a flawless smart home experience that can handle all of your devices in your home, no matter how large your file downloads or uploads are. In fact, Wi-Fi 6 provides up to 4 times more capacity, so you may never see that buffering message again. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link routers, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Minimizing. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all have a tendency to minimize the hurt we cause others and maximize the hurt others cause us. In other words, if we hurt someone, we might think something along the lines of, what's the big deal? I didn't mean to do that, so let it go and let's move on. However, if someone hurts us in the exact same way, we might call them names and hold on to what they've done for a very long time. To minimize the hurt we cause others is unhealthy because it allows us to justify what we've done. It's also unkind because when we minimize, we avoid fully validating the pain we've caused. If you find yourself saying things like, I just, or I may have, or I guess I kinda, and then follow that up with anything, really, then you're probably minimizing. Instead of minimizing, try describing what you did as though you can see your actions through the lens of a camera. Because the truth is, people see your actions, not your intentions. For more emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States continues to average more than 200,000 new coronavirus cases per day, adding more than 222,000 on Thursday. Another 3,900 people died of the virus, pushing the total death toll near 380,000. The continued rise in infections coming as vaccination rates appear to be picking up. The CDC says that more than 11 million Americans have now received their first dose of the vaccine, with more than 30 million doses having been distributed. A strong earthquake shook Indonesia early Friday, setting off landslides and collapsing homes. At least 3 people have been killed and more than 200 injured on the island of Sulawesi in central Indonesia. The magnitude 6.2 quake struck after midnight local time, displacing thousands. Authorities say at least 10,000 people are currently in temporary shelters. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
State capitals across the country are beefing up security after an FBI warning that armed protests were possible leading up to Inauguration Day. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells ABC News about the preparations being made at the state capitol in Richmond ahead of those possible protests.
Well, unfortunately, we have experience here in Virginia. We had the riots in Charlottesville back in August of 2017, and then we had a lot of armed protesters in January. And so we have some experience. We're obviously working with our local law enforcement, our state police. We have Capitol Police here. And we also have the National Guard available. So we have prepared. Unfortunately, fences are up around our state's capital. The bottom floor, the windows have been boarded up. It's an unfortunate situation, but we've made it known to these individuals that if they come here looking for trouble, that we're ready and the outcome is not going to be good for them.
And two head coaching vacancies in the NFL being filled on Thursday. The Jacksonville Jaguars announcing the hire of Urban Meyer to be their next head man. Meyer was a college football analyst for Fox and has 3 national championships under his belt from his time at Florida and Ohio State. And the New York Jets have hired Robert Saleh for their head coaching vacancy. Saleh had been the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers for the last 3 seasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Moving into the next half hour, straight to the COVID news and information to help you out understanding where all the pieces fit together in this pie. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on DGV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So we were talking about who's getting the shots. The government has said one thing. You kind of pointed your finger at the states a little if it's being wasted or not everybody's getting it. I'm very frustrated in Massachusetts because I don't know. I want to sign up so that I know the date, where I'm going. And it would seem to me that would be fairly easy because there are various categories that have been spelled out.
Absolutely. But absolutely.
That isn't what they're doing here. And they're also kicking the priority to seniors that are 75 and up, not 65 here in this state.
Okay.
Elsewhere,
well,
it is 65, isn't it?
Let me tell you what the national advisory was just this week. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Doug, has expanded COVID-19, which is soon going to be called COVID-20, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes, it changes.
It's
mutated. That's, no, it hasn't mutated. That's that's just how the terminology is used as we go to the next year. But we'll keep calling it COVID-19 for now. But don't be surprised if you start hearing the same thing called COVID-20. Expanded the vaccine availability during the initial phase of distribution to include people aged 65 years and older. The changes also give priority to those with underlying health conditions that place them at higher risk for serious illness from COVID-19 infection. Listen to the list. People with conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, and respiratory diseases such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, that's emphysema, or COPD, are at increased risk for severe COVID-19. So if you're 65 or older, or you have any of those health conditions, and you just have to bring from a doctor evidence if you're under 65 that you have one of those health conditions, then you are eligible to get the vaccine in your state right now. Go get it.
But how do you go to the website of CVS or Walgreens or Rite Aid or
how? It depends from state to state how your state
is crazy.
Listen.
I know, but it should be a national thing.
Well, call your. What do you mean? No, it was dropped. It is what it is. Maybe it'll change because your state can't handle it. I mean, they're actively giving out what they have right now. But the states were with the health departments, the people who are set up to massively vaccinate are health departments. Okay?
Yeah.
Hospitals were given it to give it to the hospital staff. And then the health departments in your county are set up to massively vaccinate. So you just call your health department in your county, and they should have an answer.
Yeah.
And
about getting through on the phone.
Well,
that's the other thing.
I guess it shows the weakness of the system. It looks like the nationally it may be needed to be taken over because you know what's going on, but. If you go online in Massachusetts and look for availability, there should be some answer. Or I'd be, calling one of your representatives. I guess they just haven't gotten it together.
I've done that. Yeah.
So no one in Massachusetts is getting the vaccine yet?
No, they're getting it, but there's this discord of whether it's 65, 75, where I go, how do I make an appointment? One of the congresswomen went on line last night and had some sort of a town meeting to explain what was going on, and there were no answers. She doesn't seem to know what's going on in Massachusetts. Meanwhile, and there are other states that are just as badly run as well. You hear all these politicians crying about, wow, we're first and we're doing this and we're doing that. Nonsense.
No, the plan was that the feds dropped it off to the state, to the governor, and then it was the governor's responsibility to figure out how the state was going to get it to the people in that state. Because different state, you're going to do it differently in Wyoming than you're going to do it in New York City.
Right, exactly.
So it was given to the states, and then it was up to the governor to figure out how to do it.
Yeah. You were reporting when we were talking about this earlier in the program, what your experience was having had the second shot. And I noticed that there are what Ken does every week is go through all the medical journals that come to him so he can understand what's going on, the latest studies, things that are helpful in terms of how you may be affected by any number of discoveries, research that's being done, etc. So with regard to what you said about fatigue and other problems, I see that there are people who are having problems months and months and months after they've had the COVID.
Yes, this is a real thing. In The Lancet this week, the medical journal, it reports that more than 75% of people diagnosed with COVID-19, Doug, have at least one symptom of the disease 6 months after they are infected with the virus. This is why you want to get vaccinated. Fatigue and muscle weakness are the most common persistent symptoms, affecting more than 60%. In addition, about 1 in 4 report sleep difficulties or symptoms of anxiety or depression months after they are diagnosed with the virus. virus, because COVID-19, Doug, is such a new disease, we're only beginning to understand some of the long-term effects on patients' health. But people get fatigue, breathing issues, mental health problems. These all have been noted to persist for months after COVID-19. It seems like in people 55 or older, at least a third can have this collection of symptoms. So this is why we want to protect everybody and try and avoid all this.
All right. So the other thing that's connected to this is a study that links the pandemic to a rise in heart problems. You're seeing this in your office, are you?
I am. And this is out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. Another, Doug, health consequence of the coronavirus pandemic. The risk of dying from heart disease increased during the coronavirus lockdowns last spring. This is the first data that's been analyzed thoroughly, likely because people were too scared to go and get help. But the dangers of not seeking treatment for medical emergencies far outweigh that of catching COVID-19, especially now that precautions are in place to make hospitals and healthcare facilities safer for everyone. Initially, in the spring, it really wasn't clear how to prevent the spread of this, but today it's very, very rare that somebody catches this from going to the hospital. You have to be so careful before you are even allowed into the hospital that if you're having chest pain, you're at more risk of not going to the hospital than of going to the hospital. And the other issue is just getting yourself caught up in whatever follow-up, preventive follow-up you need. People are just putting it off and off and off. Just talk to your provider what preventive issues they've initiated in their office to make sure that you're safe, but just don't forget about it and say, oh, I'll get back to it, because that may be a life-changing decision.
All right, more from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health, with a focus continuing on not only what's going on with COVID, but other viruses, et cetera, et cetera. Information galore, taking it all to heart. We've seen the numbers of our podcast double. If people are interested in getting this information, they may not be able to listen on the air when we do this program. So if you go to Apple or wherever you get your podcasts and look for DJV Health Show, you'll get Ken and his information and Jack and his information. Ken has really been very good at talking about things like the most recent podcast focuses on how allergic reactions may affect people who are having the vaccine. So get the information, update your own knowledge in your own head by listening to our podcast. That's djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Meanwhile, I want you to take to heart the message from Prevagen. This is not about your body. This is about your brain. Want a healthier brain? Certainly you do, because it leads to a better life. And the dietary supplement Prevagen is all about that, taking care of your brain as you age. It's the brain health supplement that people turn to, all natural. Make it a part of your daily routine. Prevagen is spelled P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N. You can improve your short-term memory, too. If you've got age-related cognitive impairments, this is the place to go. You can get it in most of the health food stores. You can find it in drug stores, most of the department stores. You can order it online. Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N. Improve your life as you get older. Prevagen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store this week at Staples?
New year, fresh start.
Get a head start this year with great deals on storage solutions, tech, and office essentials.
And now, only at Staples, HP Plus is available on HP OfficeJet Pro printers, like the HP 8025E wireless all-in-one printer for just $169.99.
HP Plus gives you double the warranty and 6 months of ink at no extra cost.
Shop in store or pick up curbside. Start the year right and save at Staples.
Curbside available in most stores. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. We sort of have our own board of health, in a manner of speaking. It's DJ The Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So there are some warnings that I saw this week, Ken. Doctors warning of a rebound of not the corona so much as other viruses like influenza A, influenza B, the norovirus, the RSV virus, like some things I can't even pronounce. That haven't been a problem lately because there hasn't been that kind of bacteria or virus or whatever it is. I guess the bacteria that causes whooping cough and pneumonia is around more prevalent as well. So what do people do to guard themselves against all of that?
Well, look at the other side of this. Do you know anyone this year who's had flu?
No.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, I don't.
Think about it. Most of us don't know anyone, and we're recording here in middle of January, and I haven't seen any flu this year. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that more people are wearing a mask, distancing, keeping their hands clean and off their face has had a huge impact on flu, which is less contagious than COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what you're reading. Yes, some, you know, these things do run in cycles.
It's from the Associated Press, I just saw it. Yep.
Well, these things do run in cycles, but just think about it. Do you know anyone this year who's had the flu?
No,
I don't.
Mm-mm. So I wanted to ask you about Florida.
And the other important point is that a lot more people had the flu vaccine also this year, and that's playing a role also. So it's a combination of factors: more people getting vaccinated, and people wearing masks, distancing, and keeping their hands clean and off their face. The things we've been instructing everyone to try to decrease COVID-19 with some success, although all the socializing that occurred over New Year's and Christmas clearly has changed that. But the other factors have helped with the flu, which is so much less contagious than COVID-19. And then we have, as you mentioned earlier, we have this new strain of COVID-19, which is probably more prevalent than we expect. And it doesn't seem to be more deadly, but it's definitely more contagious. And that is probably also a factor of why the numbers of cases are so much higher and growing, setting records. But again, the death rate is high, but not at the record.
All right, so there's a Florida doctor who apparently developed an unusual blood disorder after he got the vaccine. Any connection? You know, the news media trying to make a big thing out
right.
of this.
Right, So it's still not clear, and remember, maybe we need to talk about this again, but correlations do not tell you anything about cause and effect. So we're waiting on autopsy data to see whether, in fact, this is related, and let's talk about it next week. We'll have the autopsy data to find out.
All right, so we'll follow up on it. But, again, another thing splashing across the news media to scare everybody, and it's not necessary, frankly. The information you're passing out on the fact there's a lower percentage of people dying, I think, is important for people to hear. Questions for Dr. Ken coming up next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Ken Kronhaus here. Good day. Health. The questions that come in every week for Dr. Ken. The first one has to do with Johnson & Johnson with their COVID vaccine. They're expecting results when, Ken, and will this be as good as Pfizer and Moderna or better?
Well, I heard an interview with the head of the FDA just this week, and, you know, they're not allowed to reveal information like that. So we're hoping to have that information in the next month or so, but we just don't know. These are going to be vaccines developed through more traditional technology, and we just don't know if they'll be as effective. I'm going to predict they're not going to be anywhere near this whopping 95% effective, but they're going to be one shot and probably easier to manufacture, so we'll have a huge amount of availability. And even if it's 70% effective, that would be fine as long as 70 to 80% of us get it, because the virus needs a human host, and once it loses a certain amount of host and it can't easily find a human host, it will go away.
All right, so there's good news. Now, the next thing doesn't have to do, thank heavens, with COVID. It has to do with somebody who listens carefully to what you say. I've heard you say that you train a lot, you work out a lot, you go to the gym a number of times during the week. And I was curious as to how old you are. Have you seen muscle loss? Or do you think because you're working out, and I guess this is a question that this person asking about himself, if you exercise more, it does it mean, even though I'm older, that I'm not going to lose my muscle?
Well, we all lose muscle as we get older, and it increases. But it definitely, if you're doing strength training three times a week the proper way, you're going to dramatically slow that process down, and you might reverse it and increase muscle. I started a strength training program late in midlife, and I think I'm gaining muscle. So it all depends on how actively you are involved in your strength program, if you're doing it the right way. And it's very important to get, diet is so important, getting the appropriate amount of protein. You may want to talk to your physician or a dietitian, and make sure that if you want to not lose protein in mid to late life, you have to get the right amount of daily protein for you. You have to get it at the right times of day and the right amount with each meal, and then do your strength training program. So it takes the right diet with the right strength training program, and you can really maintain and increase the muscle, as I have increased muscle in midlife.
What are your sources of protein?
What are my sources of protein? Boy, do we have another show? My sources
of protein? Time's almost up, but go ahead.
I have numerous sources of protein. Fish, chicken, yogurt, skim milk, just to name a few.
All right. Next question has to do with coffee. I've heard it reduces my risk for prostate cancer. Is that true?
It absolutely is true. This is really great information, because coffee has been linked to preventing other cancers. But in British Medical Journal Open this week, we learned that drinking several cups of coffee daily appears to lower the risk for developing prostate cancer. Past research, as I was suggesting, has linked coffee consumption to a reduced risk for liver, bowel, and breast cancers. And this is just great news.
So why does coffee then, what are the properties of coffee that reduces it? Do you drink it? Do you have an enema? What do you do?
No, this is normal drinking. And this study wasn't powered to figure out the mechanism, but possible explanations, Doug. Coffee improves sugar or glucose metabolism. It has anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects. It affects sex hormone levels, all of which may influence the development and progression of prostate cancer.
All right. But it's so, I mean, I wasn't being facetious. Prostate is in the bum, and you do an enema in a bum, so I was thinking of proximity as much as anything else.
This was just from normal consumption.
Drinking it.
Exactly. Yep.
Got it. Okay. Questions for Dr. Ken every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.